Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning again, everybody. Good afternoon if you live on the Eastern Time Zone. This is American Family Radio, and the program you're listening to is Today's Issues. My name is Tim Wildman, and I'm with Wesley Wildman, Fred Jackson, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, everybody.
Well, I've been scolded by multiple people about my lack of knowledge about egg preservation. And you know about this? We were talking about America is now, we're importing this. I'm not kidding about this. We're importing a lot of eggs. It was announced we're going to bring in a lot of them from Brazil because of our shortage of eggs in the U.S. due to the bird flu epidemic, I guess you could call it. Right, Fred?
Yeah, we killed off tens of thousands of hens.
Yeah, it was sad, but it had to happen.
Birds transmit?
Be careful with
flu.
Your bird questions, because
transmitting flu and birds and all that.
Yeah,
be careful.
Can't they?
Yeah,
That's what happens.
Well, yeah, and these.
You mean to humans?
Yes.
I knew where you were going with that. I think that's questionable.
I don't think so.
They can't. So then, there's an argument to be made. It was unnecessary.
No, it's necessary because the birds themselves are sick, and therefore their eggs are sick. That's the argument, right?
But how do they help us? How does that hurt us? I'm asking.
How long do you want to go with this thing here?
As long as we got. I'm just curious.
Okay. My point is that I have been educated on the lifespan of eggs. And, okay. Fred, you knew about this. You were telling me about this, right?
Yeah.
Eggs can last what?
Well, we keep ours in the fridge. And it can go many weeks. You can hold on to them. Now, some people say, don't put them in the fridge, leave them out. They'll last longer. But I question that. We've always kept eggs in the fridge.
Yeah, we do too. But my wife says, once you put them in, you can't take them back out. I think that's probably what.
Kind of like the Hotel California.
Yeah, right. You can check in, but you can never leave. Check out. Yeah. So once you put them in the fridge, you can't take them out and set them out. But if you never put them in the fridge, my wife says they're good for 3 months or so.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know, so. I'm just looking it up here, of course, as we do. World's first case of bird flu in sheep found in Yorkshire farm.
Oh. This
is from the BBC. So to your point about transmission.
Yeah.
Apparently it can move from species to species.
Yes, it can, but can it move from species to humans? I guess what I'm saying is what's the purpose of you're saying
get a flu shot, Wesley, you don't have to worry about it. Get a COVID shot, a flu shot.
Let me speed up where I'm going with this.
Okay, go.
Let me speed up where I'm going with this. And venison, deer meat.
Yeah.
Okay, there was what they call CWD, and I just stirred the pot here, all right?
Okay, what is that?
Chronic waste disease, okay?
How do you know? You mean deer get this?
Can. Okay. Not all of them, and
automatic. How do you know they have it when you shoot a deer and you clean it and you get ready to eat it? How do you know?
There's two ways. One, in some cases, it's visual in the sense that they look, the way their body language is acting, they look lethargic and they're run down if they're toward the back end of the stages. And therefore, you go, something's not right. It's an obvious appearance. And in most cases, there's no effect. It's like for me getting, I'm not a doctor here, God bless us here, but just forgive me if I'm not using the best analogy, but it's like me getting COVID and not having symptoms. So in the majority of the cases, CWD, a lot of the times they don't show symptoms, okay?
Okay.
Not all the time, up front. So
The deer.
In some states, not all, some states they've reacted to this in the same way the government reacted to COVID. They just shut down, lockdown, just all mandatory rules. So what they did was they said that you need to go take your deer and get it checked. It was a mandatory thing, right? You get a check for CWD, okay?
Okay?
And all of this effort, okay, regardless of where you fall on their methods and methodology, it's been proven unanimously among scientists that the CWD cannot be transmitted then to humans regardless. So you can eat the meat, and the meat is unharmful. Now,
wasted meat? I mean, it's wasted.
Now, don't get me wrong, okay?
We're not getting you wrong.
Don't get me wrong here. I'm not opposed. I am of the kind that if I look at something that's about to die visually and I see the deterioration of the deer, I go, I probably don't want to eat that. But I'm just telling you, that's a visual disdain for or distancing from, I don't like that. However, the science has proven even in that case, that deer meat is not going to harm me in any way. That's all I'm
saying. I'm just upset that now we only can cook Portuguese breakfast recipes.
I know this is not going to – I was very serious. I studied this, but okay, go ahead.
What now?
I'm upset
about Portugal?
The only thing we can cook now is Portuguese breakfast, man, because we have eggs from Brazil. Yep. So,
by the way,
they're only good for Portuguese breakfast. They speak Portuguese in
Brazil. To Steve's point, these eggs coming in from Brazil are not for direct human consumption. These are our eggs to be used in processed foods such as cake mixes, ice cream, or salad dressing, freeing up the more fresh eggs for shoppers.
That certainly relieves a burden.
Okay.
And that's the point I'm making.
Yes, I know I'm going to be mocked for this.
Well, I was mocked the whole time.
I think this is another reason we really need to look into, more production of goat eggs. Because I know it's a new horizon.
Yeah, it would be.
But I really think that's maybe the wave of the future. Now that these goats that lay eggs, they're found in remote parts of the world, so they're not easy to get to. You have to go to the Himalayas, for example. You have to go to the Amazon region,
which is where you get powdered eggs. Amazon region,
you do.
Mm-hmm.
You get powdered eggs.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm just saying it's kind of like electric cars or maybe the future. Goat eggs are should be a strong consideration. So that's all I'm going to say. Go ahead, Steve. Next story.
7 minutes, you'll never get back. Right.
Well, we educated some people.
And that's no yolk.
I see what you did there, Fred.
Well, today in Boston, we are having a challenge to Donald Trump's decision that you can only put male or female on your passport. Some transgender people are very upset with this because they want to put an X, but that's no longer allowed. So they are in court now trying to get a temporary restraining order so that they can still put their, because they say we can't travel. We don't want the wrong. I'm reading this off of a AP story, and Fred, you'll appreciate this. It's the most slanted story you will ever read.
No kidding.
Or they're talking about a guy named Lazarus Orr waiting to get a new passport with a name change and sex designation reflecting who he is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a girl who says he's a dude, and
yes,
but President Trump issued a executive order saying when you come into the United States, he's actually preparing for the Olympic Games.
That's right.
That you must put on your passport the sex you were born as.
Yeah.
Right.
Imagine that.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to follow biology.
Or maybe the sex you are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. So anyway, so there's a bunch of transgendered people who are upset about this, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
They are. And kind of along the same lines, there's countries in Europe that are friendly to the U.S. They list Denmark, Germany, Finland, among the others, the Daily Mail does, are issuing warnings to their transgender citizens saying, be careful when you go to the U.S. You might be misgendered. Or they want you to seek guidance from American embassies. I don't know.
Listen, they're not saying men can't wear dresses and put lipstick on and act like they're women. They're saying, what the president is saying is we've always had two genders since the dawn of history, since Adam and Eve. We've had two, male and female, and that's still the case today. And so you need to put the correct biological sex on your passport, or you're not entering the United States. And so those are the rules. And if you don't like them, stay in your own country.
We are not going along with the delusion anymore.
No, and I've mentioned this before. I have to book airline tickets a lot, and you get to the place on the form where they say, your name, your address, your email, whatever like that, and then they ask you for your sex, and I click on there, and I'm going, it should just say male and female. But the airlines have bought into this lunacy too.
Mm-hmm.
So they put like other
yeah,
or something on there. And I'm thinking to myself, if the purpose of a question like that would probably be for the manifest that the airline would use to determine who's on our plane, should the plane have a crash or some, or for some reason, the airline, and I'm sure they're legally bound to know by the FAA and other, who's on your airplane. So, but my question when I come to that is, if you don't have to really put male or female, and you put other or non-binary, whatever language they use, then don't put the question there at all. Because the question doesn't, you're not really getting a factual answer from.
Or at least a useful answer to, you know.
Yes. If the purpose is, let's say you have a plane crash and you have to identify bodies and you come along a person whose name is John, well, that's his birth name, and he calls himself Janice, and you're identifying him as a male or female, and you don't know because they've listed a female when obviously they have male parts.
What you're going to have is you're going to have people coming across a dead body that's male, and they're not going to be
able to. That's what I'm saying.
And they're not going to be able to match it to a manifest because they're running
out. If you're not going to require accuracy of an answer, then don't even ask the question at all because it makes no difference. So that's my point. Next story, Steve.
All right. I think the goats that lay eggs are non-binary.
Are they non-binary? Well,
they are.
You know.
I want to. We have a new. The most recent Jussie Smollett is a woman named Latasha Brown, who works in Allentown, Pennsylvania. She works at City Hall, and she came in one morning and called the authorities. There is a noose at my desk. And so,
you got to take care of that.
We do.
Somebody has to be responsible for this,
right? Well, they started an investigation.
Okay.
And this is what the police found. Cut 16. 15.
On January 10th, 2025, at approximately 7:11 a.m., Allentown City employee Latasha Brown arrived at her office on the third floor of City Hall. At approximately 7:38 a.m., Ms. Brown notified the Allentown Police Department that she discovered what she believed to be a noose on her desk upon arriving at work. Building access control records were reviewed to identify city employees present. Each was asked if they would provide a buckle swab for DNA testing if needed. Every employee agreed, except for Ms. Brown. Initially cooperative, Ms. Brown later requested that the investigation be discontinued.
Okay, so what you got there is another fake racist charge against somebody unknown.
Yeah.
Right?
The demand for
like it's kind of like Jussie Smollett.
Exactly. Like.
So this lady was a African-American woman.
Yes.
And she claims there was a noose on her. Who'd she work for?
The City Hall, the City of Allentown.
All right, so police investigated. They did a DNA, and she was the only one who wouldn't provide a DNA sample.
Yeah.
And then she wanted the investigation stopped after it started because, you know why? Because she put the noose there, and she got caught. And
she's being charged.
Well, she should be because that's an extremely serious situation. If there were somebody putting a noose on your desk, I'm sure that could happen somewhere. We're a country of 330 million people. There are some people who might do that because of their racial animus towards others. But it hurts the case of real people who are victims of racism when somebody does something like this. And I would just say this, too, a note here. We need to move on from the noose as a fake prop and come up with something a little bit different here. At least Jussie Smollett went with the two guys in red MAGA hats, you know, that were there in Chicago at 2 a.m.
That got him 24 hours of news. That was
48 hours. Who didn't believe him when he first said, you know, I was on my way home from Subway.
At 2 in the morning.
At 2 in the morning in Chicago in January, there were two white guys with MAGA hats on. I guess they were from Indiana. This is what Jussie Smollett wanted us to believe, who were hiding and waiting on him because they knew he was going to go to 7-Eleven. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At 2 a.m. Subway, whatever. And so he got, but his surprise, surprise, his story turned out to be phony. All right, next story, Steve.
I continue to say the demand for racism far outpaces the supply.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why people do stuff like that, because now she's going, for the rest of her life, she's going to be known as the woman who put the noose on her own desk.
Right?
Huh? No matter what she may cure cancer, but she's going to be first known as the woman who put the noose on her desk.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. The ceasefire has stopped in Israel. And Israel has taken up a little bit of a different tactic, a little bit, than it was doing before. Before the ceasefire, it was generally going after pockets of Hamas soldiers and tunnels and that kind of stuff. Well, they've decided to cut the head off of the snake. They have gone after the leaders, the ministers of justice, the interior. Hamas has the whole government. They're getting the government leaders, and they're thinking without those people, it's going to be very ineffective terrorism. Nobody to plan these things. They're kind of waging war, and I think it's going to be successful, frankly.
Yeah, well, Israel's getting tired of this back and forth with Hamas about the hostages in particular. If Hamas is serious about ending the war and having a peace, then they need to hand over all the hostages yesterday, Fred.
Yeah.
I mean, instead they're doing this 3 a week thing and then running those poor people out there like they're some kind of prized show animals or something. And it's just, the Israelis are tired of it and have had it. And you can't negotiate with terrorists and Hamas. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is Israel's just, and President Trump has said Israel has to do what Israel has to do, and I support them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Biden said, no, Israel can't do that. No, don't do that. That's no, right. Don't let me build a, remember what Biden tried to build this
wharf.
Oh, that's right.
Out from the Mediterranean, so that we could provide aid to the
off
people in
ship,
Gaza.
Gaza Strip. Yep.
And we spent like, I don't know, $60 million or something, some crazy number on this thing, and it didn't work.
Oh, it floated away.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
So, and Biden was also tied in the hands of Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli. Anyway.
I was sensing, you got me on that one. I was sensing some sarcasm that Biden knew what was going on.
For me?
Yeah, about Biden not knowing what was going on, because obviously he didn't.
Well, he most of the time Biden, I was just saying the Biden administration, most of the time Biden himself didn't know what was going on.
Racism is the last thing to go, anti-Semitism is the last thing to go. If you're
before the break, we can tie a bow on the speculation about Yemen war plans in group chat.
Go.
All right. Well, on the Gateway Pundit, there's Trump has commented, and he has said that Waltz has learned a lesson here. He's a good man. This was an accident, and that Goldberg's presence had no impact at all on the military operations.
Good answer, because that's the truth. It's just a human error. It's a serious mistake, and I'm glad he didn't throw the guy under the bus. I mean, he could have fired him for just reason. I mean, but he didn't. And Trump does and doesn't. You know, sometimes he shows mercy, and sometimes he's ruthless.
There's an intelligence hearing that's been going on all morning. It's still going on, and Republicans. It's meant to be the intelligence agencies, the CIA, the FBI, the National Security Advisor, giving Congress an update on what the major threats are against the United States. So they'd be talking about China, they'd be talking about Iran.
Yeah.
But the Democrats smell blood in the water, and all they've been talking about is this.
I wouldn't talk to them about it. I would just answer the question.
Well, they have been. Tulsi Gabbard's been saying, I can't comment on it. It's an ongoing investigation, such things. So, yeah, but they're not letting it go.
Listen, this is the party, Democrats, I'm talking about, where the acting Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, intentionally hid her emails from congressional oversight by putting a server in the bathroom of her house so that she could do Secretary of State business from her home.
From her home.
Yes, from her home. And then when she would, and so don't let, if I'm the Republicans, I mean, don't lecture us about a human error mistake that nobody's harmed on.
Right. Okay?
This was not intentional. Hillary Clinton's act of hiding her business dealings as Secretary of State from congressional oversight by putting a computer server in her bathroom at their house was intentional.
Seems to be. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yes, seems to be.
I'm kidding.
That, otherwise, you do it normally like everybody else.
Sure.
Does. But she wanted, and then she, when it was discovered, you know, she destroyed them all. Not her, not her, but people who work for her. So, anyway, next story. There,
okay. Well, let's do this. You know, we had a pandemic not too long ago. It made us all.
Really?
Yeah, we
what
did.
What was this?
It was awful. It was 2020.
Huh.
And it made us all kind of jittery about things. I want to show you a little example of how things get blown out of proportion. I'm going to play you something from 1967 from the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
Yep.
That started in 67?
It was, yeah, it was.
I don't think that's correct, but anyway.
I got you.
I'm not going to nitpick.
You continue the story. I got
you. Okay, you look that up for a second. But anyway, the kids come down with measles. Look at how it was treated back in 19XX.
69.
There you go.
I don't believe it.
As opposed to way it's treated like now on TV. Cut 16.
What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home.
Measles.
That's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books and I'll see you later, dear.
Dad says I should go to school.
Seven students confirmed with measles, four others possible.
Wow, they had to have been vaccinated.
You are endangering the health of every child in this city.
Blue. No, it's turning blue.
Call 911.
The Brady Bunch versus SVU, Law and Order SVU.
Today's world?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, so you're saying that they're just hyperventilating about measles when they shouldn't be.
Even when my kids were growing up, they had measles parties. One kid gets them, you go have a play date and get it over with for the rest of them.
Well, I stand corrected. The Brady Bunch, as Steve said, did begin in September of 1969.
All the way until
74. It was a 5-year run there for the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
I saw them in concert like about 1974.
Okay.
The all of them?
Members of the cast, yeah. They were awful. They were at Disneyland or something. They sang and danced and everything, but it was terrible.
I only remember one line for the Brady Bunch.
Which is?
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
All right, thank you for listening to the program, everybody. We appreciate it. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Thanks to Wesley, Fred, Steve, Chris Woodward, Jenna Ellis, and also Brent Creeley, our producer. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we look forward to visiting with you tomorrow on Today's Issues.